Many readers of this book may be considering the impact of the UK's decision to leave the European Union as recorded at a referendum held in June 2016. There is no doubt that a large proportion of regulations, including directives, as promulgated into domestic law, which affect information technology law developments, originate within the European Union. There is also, as is clear from reading this book, a considerable amount of European Union case law which has direct impact upon areas of information technology law within the United Kingdom. In the immediate short to medium term, nothing has changed, and any reader of the textbook should assume that the law, which includes European law in this area, is still good law within the United Kingdom and will continue to apply as explained in the textbook. In the medium to longer term, the United Kingdom government would have to initiate the leave procedure from the European Union, which means giving effect to Article 50 of the EU treaty. Should the UK government elect to give effect to Article 50, then consideration will have to be given as to the continuing effect and impact of any European law and any European court decisions as they apply to UK law. This will have a much wider impact than just within the field of information technology law. This will have obvious impacts in tort law, contract law, and many other areas which are fundamentally important to English law and to the law of the other areas of the United Kingdom. Therefore, until such time as we become aware of how the UK government intends to account for the influence of European law on domestic UK law, including the law of England and Wales, we must assume that EU law remains good law in this area, and it will specifically remain good law in this area unless and until the United Kingdom implements Article 50 and formally secedes from the European Union. This is highly unlikely to be before any new edition of this book is produced, and so any reader of this book should assume that all EU law is good and is in full effect for the duration of this book, this edition of this book.